Welcome to the Mastermind Your Launch podcast, broadcasting live on Business Radio X. Your place for weekly entrepreneurial lessons from Atlanta's most inspiring technology startups. And now your host, Stephanie Diaz.
Hello, everyone. We are broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites. This is Mastermind Your Launch on Business Radio X, and I am your host, Stephanie Diaz. And joining me today, we have a couple of cool Atlanta dudes. We have Andrew Eganis and Philip Naples of Unbrokerage. They are here to tell us how they are leveraging technology to help business owners to purchase and manage their business insurance. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourselves and about Unbrokerage?
Yeah, so I'm Philip Naples, founder, CEO of Unbrokerage. And I have been an insurance agent slash broker for the last 17 years, which makes me pretty unpopular at business or at parties when I tell people that. They kind of avoid me like the plague. I actually went to college for insurance, but I enjoy it. It's fun. And now we're going to kind of tackle it a different way.
Just got to own it, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I am actually a former client of Philip's, kind of a hybrid background in tech and marketing, e-commerce in particular, kind of self-taught designer and developer, and have a lot of experience on the internet marketing side. And as a former client of Philip's, kind of reconnected with him when he started Unbrokerage, and having experienced the very kind of problems that we're out here solving, it was easy for me to kind of get on board and join him on this venture.
Exciting.
He fired me when
I was
old agent.
Yep.
No bad blood there, right?
No. None.
No, he fired me for all the reasons why all the problems were solved.
That brought you here today?
Yeah.
So what exactly is the problem that you solve?
It's actually three stages of the industry, but primarily for the small business owner who knows they need to buy insurance. They don't know what they need. They kind of know where to get it, but then ultimately they can't afford to pay for it in a manner that fits their cash flow. We really believe that insurance is easy, and we're just helping the customer take control back so that they can decide what is best for their business and then submit that to the insurance market for acceptance. So basically, the problem I'm solving is we're making insurance easy for business owners. They want insurance. They know it's a prudent business purchase. They just have a lot of challenges procuring it.
Yeah, and I would add to that, kind of on the flip side, for the insurance carriers and the companies that we're working with, our platform, our algorithms actually pair these carriers with the specific types of companies that they're wanting to write insurance for and that they want to work with. So rather than just giving the business owner the opportunity to just kind of compare and contrast on their own from a dozen different carriers and terms and conditions, which can be time confusing and difficult, we're actually pairing intelligently the business owners and the applicants with the carriers that want to work with them and that are best suited to work with them.
So talk about the customer experience. If they go onto Unbrokerage, onto your website, and they go into the portal,
yeah,
what's that experience like?
So I would say think of us like the Priceline of insurance. We're not going to bombard you with six or seven different proposals. You go online, you pick the terms and conditions that you need for your business. With our help, you can decide on the pricing that's best suited for your budget, your cash flow. And then that all gets packaged up and sent to an insurance carrier for acceptance. Now, the one piece to the pie that makes it a little tricky, but we've solved, is that you need to understand how to determine what the terms and conditions are.
Exactly.
So while we are the Priceline of insurance, we're kind of also like the TurboTax. So we're going to walk you through a process that allows you to easily understand what unique business insurance coverages you need for your particular business. And then you take that education along with what you decide to purchase for your insurance. And then all of that gets handled in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, some of the other things that we've done is we've taken what is still a very paper manual application process with multiple applications and redundant questions. We've streamlined that down significantly into really a 5-part application proposal process that can be completed in around 20 minutes, no redundant questions, written in plain language, And again, there's an educational layer to the entire platform that at any point in time, if an applicant doesn't understand something or has a question about something, there's tool tips and advice there to help them along the way. And then kind of the second part to that is once you've become a customer of ours and a client of ours and you've purchased your insurance through us, we're automating the majority of the servicing aspects. So where traditionally an insured business owner might have to try to get in touch with their agent or call them for simple things like generating a certificate or initiating a claim, we've used technology and leveraged technology to automate 100% of that. So now the business owner, you know, instead of trying to break midday when they should be focusing on running their business and growing sales, they can take care of these things on the weekends, on Sunday when the kids are napping, or, you know, late at night after everybody's gone to bed.
I love it. So what was it specifically? Like, how did you connect to this idea? When did you see the need and decide that you wanted to do something about it?
So it's not a new idea. I mean, I've been thinking about this for the better part of a decade. I just didn't know how to make it happen. About a year ago, not last December, but December before last, in 2015, the pieces just kind of fit together. And I'm just started thinking about it. I'm like, that makes sense. I can test this out. So literally once I came up with the idea, I spent about 3 months getting through all the regulations that you have to actually sell insurance. And then I built a simple web platform to test it out. And literally within 2 weeks, we sold 30 policies. And I just believe that small businesses want to buy insurance this way. So that's kind of how we tested it, how we came up with it.
So you had the idea for a while.
Yeah, and there's other companies out there trying to automate insurance as well. Lots of organizations. So CoverWallet, Insurion, Next Insurance, these are some of our competitors. There's Zenefits, who does the employee benefits, as well as Gusto, who does it as well. But I think the challenge that they have is one, they're coming at this from a pure technology standpoint. They think they can create very, as they say, beautiful platforms with great UI and awesome technology. And then they're going to try to cram this problem we call insurance into it and see if it solves it. And that just can't happen. It's not going to work that way.
And really what they're trying to do is they're trying to cram the existing broken process of purchasing mm-hmm. and managing insurance and just really wrapping it in a pretty UI and website. And at the end of the day, that just it's not the most effective way to do things. And we don't believe it's how businesses of the future want to be able to do things. It's not how millennial owned businesses want to conduct business and deal with these frustrating business tasks that are critical, but really nobody wants to spend any time doing them.
Yeah. So that's a good point. So they're literally trying to automate the traditional process. Mm. That makes sense for large enterprises. For small businesses, it does not make sense. And quite frankly, the traditional process cannot be automated. They haven't figured that out yet. So I tell a lot of people, they're all running to the left and we're running to the right.
Which is exactly where you want to be.
Yeah. But all we need to do is run to the right fast enough. So when these guys figure it out, we've already become the de facto platform for small businesses to secure their property and casualty coverage.
That's true. Okay. So, because you said there's already a couple of other people trying to work on this right now. So speed is really important mm-hmm. for you guys. So talk to us a little bit about your journey right now. Like, what are some of your key areas that you're focusing on?
So the platform's done. V1 of the platform's done. We launched it in December, had great feedback. We signed on 10 new customers very quickly. We just need more people to be aware of it. So Andrew and I are really focusing a lot of our effort on marketing. And we have various different channels that we're going down. So
yeah, speak specifically to some of the channels you're using.
So we are going. So there's two parts of the industry that we're targeting. There's the current market, current 25 million small businesses that already buy insurance, which make up about $300 billion in premium. And then there's another market that's based on a bunch of studies by McKinsey and Company and Forbes that basically says that's about 40% undersold. So another $120 billion of premium or cash on the street that no one's figured out how to pick up until we've come along. And the reason that's undersold is because the process is so broken. They just can't get coverage put in place for them. So we have two different marketing channels, if you will. For the 120 that's out there, for people who don't have coverage but want it, we're just trying to target them directly. So through search engine optimization, social media, a direct outbound automated email campaign, among other things. Not groundbreaking, but We just need to let them know, hey, you have an option. It's the fastest, it's the easiest, and it's the most affordable way you can buy insurance for your business.
And, you know, one thing I'll talk about real quickly there, we, again, don't have as much money as a lot of what we call our modern competitors. And so we're really trying to target businesses that are a little bit higher up in the funnel to hopefully try to build that trust. Because again, purchasing, this is a big purchase. Most of these businesses are, over the course of the year, going to be spending thousands of dollars on this essential business need. And so it's not something that, it's not a decision or a purchase that the business owner takes lightly. And there is a lot of education that has to take place. And so we're trying to reach these businesses kind of earlier on in that research process, help them, educate them, build that trust so that when they are ready to go ahead and kind of take that leap and purchase this significant product, that they feel comfortable doing it with us. And hopefully we've already added some sort of value on multiple levels before they decide to actually become a paying customer of ours.
Right.
And so that involves a lot of, like Philip said, trying to segment and target and reach business owners on social media, preferably during, you know, times when maybe they're, you know, trying to escape work or kind of take a break, let them, you know, discover some useful content, some educational related content. And then, you know, SEM and SEO as well, with kind of a content strategy behind the scenes, again, hopefully adding some value and an educational aspect, because we have a lot of answers to, business related and insurance related questions that anyone running a business would have.
Right. Well, I mean, you've already identified that so many business owners are, you know, not equipped to even purchase the right policy. So there is education that needs to happen. And I love when companies leverage content to, you know, market to their ideal client, because in that space, it's such, you know, walls are down. They are in information gathering mode. So their minds are so much more open than taking them directly to a sales page, you know, and let's have a sales conversation. It's so much better to, you know, start to build that brand loyalty with content first.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's a really good point. And as right now, small business owners ourselves, you know, with myself and Philip, we understand that business owners, especially small and medium-sized business owners, which is our target demographic, have to be extremely resourceful. They're expected to accomplish the same things as many larger enterprises, but with just a fraction of the resources. And so to be successful as a small business owner, you have to be resourceful. You have to wear all these different hats. When you don't understand something or you don't have the answer, you have to go out there and research and find the answer. And unfortunately, insurance is one of those industries that there's a lot of junk out there. There's a lot of bad information. There's a lot of information that is designed to scare somebody into purchasing something that they don't understand. And so we're trying to change that, you know, kind of from the top, from real high. We want to give clear, concise, and accurate information so that, again, when someone's ready to make this decision to purchase, that they're making the right decision, they're purchasing the right coverage for the right amounts and not something they don't need or something that isn't going to actually protect them the way it should be designed to protect them.
Well, not only that, but the automation that you've built into your process also helps to reduce the premium price. Is that correct?
Yeah. So this is something we discovered kind of as we were building out the platform. We initially started the company to really solve the small business owner's problem. And we did. I think we, as I said, created the fastest, easiest, and most affordable way for businesses to buy and manage your insurance. But based on our process, which is a completely different distribution process, if you will, it has saved insurance companies a significant amount of money and time when they secure a new customer. So with that, they're able to reduce their rates to a point that we then pass along to our customers. In many cases, our customers see 35% rate reductions by going through our platform. So when I say it's the most affordable, it really is the most affordable for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, and one of the things that a lot of people or a lot of business owners are surprised to learn is that carrier rates have to be published on a state-by-state level. So anyone selling insurance, anyone selling these policies, the premium has to fall within a certain published range. It can't go below, it can't go over. At the end of the day, brokers and agents, kind of the range that their premium and their quotes can fall with them are fixed. Obviously, what we've done is we've designed our platform to come in at the low end of that range. And where maybe under the old model or the old process or even the modern version of the old process where carriers are being pitted against each other, our carriers know when they get an opportunity from one of our customers that it's been matched to them specifically, that there's no other carrier competing with them for that opportunity, that it's already essentially been underwritten by our proprietary rating system. And so at that point, the underwriter literally is just glancing at the information to make sure that there's no glaring red flags, mm-hmm. and it's a yes or no. And that's really, you know, you take that same opportunity from a traditional process and the carrier is probably going to say, you know what, I'm going to have to spend so much time underwriting this and I know I'm competing with other carriers, I really need the premium to be higher. But with us, when we kind of come in with this lower premium on the lower end of their ranges, they're saying, it's already sold, you've collected payment, I'm not competing with anyone else, I wish I could get more for it, but you've done all my work for me, so I'll take it.
Yep. So their hit ratios, insurance companies or insurance underwriters' hit ratios on new business is roughly on average 15 to 25%. So that's pretty low. And insurance companies want to write more business, particularly small business. That's where the market is that they can actually grow their books. But our platform, our top carriers are seeing 90 to 95% hit ratios. They have the opportunity to have 100% hit ratio, but of course, everything's not going to fit. But we've quadrupled their hit ratios, so we're sending them more business faster.
Awesome. Well, really quick for the listeners, if you're just tuning in, we are here with Andrew Eganis and Philip Naples of UntBrokerage, where they are leveraging technology to help business owners purchase and manage their business insurance. And it really sounds like you guys are creating a win-win-win situation on multiple sides, you know, within this industry. So it's really just a matter of that awareness piece that we chatted about.
Absolutely. So one more thing to the win piece. We said we've solved three areas. So we've solved the small business, we've solved the carrier, we've actually solved the broker challenges or agent challenges as well. You may not believe me when I say this, but for an insurance agent to make money on one small business customer, they have to sell them at least $50,000 a year in insurance premium. Most brokers, that's closer to $100,000 or $125,000. Well, there's 25 million small businesses paying far less than $50,000, mm-hmm. but brokers and agents can't get out of the small business game. Like, they have to be aware, they have to target it because small businesses eventually become big business. So we're working with some brokers right now where they essentially hand us a block of business, of small business, and we incubate those companies for them. So the thought process is if they give us 10 businesses over the course of 3 years, 50% will go out of business. That's just statistically speaking, that's what happens. Three of them will stay the same size and never be ready to, or will never be at the point where the traditional agent's cost structure would make sense servicing them. And then we'd hand over two organizations that would essentially outgrow our platform and they're ready for a more high-end consultative agent approach. So immediately when these brokers send this block of business over to us, they see a quick profit lift. And then they stay in the small business game and they're fed opportunities that are ready for them to actually integrate into their traditional service center. So we actually can help the small business owner, the agents and brokers, as well as the insurance company. There's no other technology platform that I'm aware of, and I do a lot of research, mm-hmm. that I'm aware of that is solving the three problems of every single point of the insurance process.
Well, yeah. And I love that because, you would think that the brokers would feel like they're going to get cut out of this whole thing, you know, just by automating the process. But I love how you guys have figured out a way to keep them involved and give them a stake in it so that, you know, they can go out and promote you guys as well.
So agents and brokers do a great job on, I'll say, upper middle market and national global accounts. They do a fantastic job. I mean, I work with a couple of those brokers in my past, and fantastic people, intelligent people. But unfortunately, technology has, I would say, left the insurance broker in the dust in the sense that they're still operating and distributing their products the same way they have for the last 100 years. So the biggest invention that had a huge impact on the insurance agency was the fax machine. And the most recent iteration of that is email. Everything else, every single way they communicate with their customers has been exactly the same.
They're essentially a government agency. I mean, for the most part, it's like dealing, and that's just how it is.
If you're a small business dealing with an agency, it's like dealing with a government agency.
Wow.
If you're a large business, they will call you back. They know your kids' names. Mm-hmm. You generate enough revenue for them to make it worth their while. But again, that that figure really starts at $100,000 a year. There's not many businesses out there spending $100,000 a year.
Well, and we all know just the trends in the economy right now and with employment, more people are starting their own businesses. You know, a lot of people are moving to the freelance model, being a contractor. So, you know, you cannot ignore the segment. Something does have to be done.
So you're absolutely right. So our lowest price policy is $50 a month. You throw it on your Amex and you forget about it. And it's a great policy. It will grow with you probably until you're about $20 million company. Now, it won't be $50 a month when you're $20 million. But my point is we can be profitable selling a $50 a month policy. That's just unheard of, even I would say with our modern competitors who are trying to automate the traditional process.
Yep. I love it. So, Philip, congratulations, because you are celebrating 1 year.
Yep.
I saw that announcement on my LinkedIn. So for someone who's listening, who might be out there with their idea, you know, wanting to get it going, let's ask a two-part question. Over the last year, what has been something that has surprised you as a challenge, maybe that you weren't expecting, because we know those pop up? And also tell us about a really exciting moment, something that stands out as a big win or high for you guys.
So exciting or challenge, you want to do challenge first?
We'll start with challenge first and we'll end on the high point.
Okay. There's been so many challenges. I can't
I know
pick
that's
the
not
because right
there's no challenges.
Yeah. I mean, I will say, let me do the exciting thing first and then give me some time to think about the challenge. But the exciting thing, so I've always realized that there's no possible way, no real possible way or likelihood you're going to build a business on your own. You know, I was surrounding myself with very, very smart people. I built my advisory board first because they're smarter than I am and they can help me identify the challenges before they come. But finding someone like Andrew, frankly, is probably the most exciting thing that I've had for the entire year, because I convinced some guy to turn down a pretty good paying job to work for nothing except some equity that really is worth nothing. For now. But seriously, he came on board. He believed in me without any, I will say, real understanding of the nuances of insurance. And he figured it out. He was resourceful, figured it out, and then joined me. I mean, I couldn't get to the point that I am today if he didn't come on board and help build out the technology, build out marketing strategy. He basically took everything that was in my head and is like, here's how it looks on paper. That's huge. So that's probably the most exciting thing for me is being able to find... Being able to convince someone to come join. It's true. I mean, you know, you got to give credit where credit's due, and a lot of this success is because of him. So that's the most exciting. The challenge, I would say, there's been so many
challenge. Lesson learned. Yeah.
Lesson learned. That's better.
Yeah.
In the startup community, a lot of people, if you watch Silicon Valley, they say, failing's so cool. It's awesome. It's like a badge of honor. And you know what? If you get the lessons out of it's great. But I'm 35 years old. Sorry. I have a mortgage. I have two kids. Failing's really not an option for me right now. And I don't want people to take failing as lightly as I think it's portrayed in the startup community. It's like, failing's okay, but you really don't want to fail. So as opposed to just starting the business and then going straight to selling, again, I'll fall back onto my advisory board. I got some of the smartest people I know and also convinced them to believe in me to give me their time to really show me how to build this thing. I would say start with a bunch of smart people who can kind of direct you down the path and then start building your company up from that. If you just build it up from what you think is out there, you're going to miss a lot of things because you don't have the insight from those folks.
Well, and I think that's really important advice that I want to just stay with that for a second, because I know it's been true in my own journey as well. Those moments where I start to feel like I'm losing momentum or I'm, you know, just not able to figure something out. It's because I've taken something really far by myself. And the second I bring another set of eyes, another, you know, minds around the table, that, you know, the momentum immediately comes back. And it's just like foolproof. And I love that you out of the gate created that advisory board. I mean, you know, for the number of entrepreneurs that you've met, you know, in the past year, networking and getting involved in the community, how many percentage-wise do you think start that way with an advisory?
I really wouldn't know.
I would say, I mean, so honestly, that is one of the things that made the decision of joining Philip so easy for me was when I met with him early on. Early on, he really didn't even have an MVP yet, but he had already assembled an advisory board of three or four really respected, complementary professionals with relevant experience. And seeing that that's how he was approaching it, he had a great idea, and he had the kind of the formula in his head for how to go out and execute. But the fact that he still went out and convinced these other really intelligent, complementary people to formally join him as an advisor, and in some cases, you know, provides just some very minimal seed capital, I was like, well, that he's got a head start, in my opinion. It gives him a head start because I do think, at least in my experience, some of the other entrepreneurs that I know or have, you know, relationships with, they waited and they did try to do too much on their own. And it's so easy to get tunnel vision as an entrepreneur. And before you know it, you know, 6 months have gone by. And if you had had other people to kind of pull you out of the weeds and pull you out of the tunnel and help steer you in maybe a better direction, even just a really slight little left turn at the right time, 6 months later can be so significant. And so I think having, again, bringing those advisors with the relevant experience on from the very beginning, it is like a head start. And I think it's probably one of the reasons why, you know, we were able to get the platform built, launched, and why it's been so well received as quickly as it has, and why we have the number of clients and the revenue that we already have this quickly is probably large part because of, you know, these individuals that have helped contribute and guide.
And now I want to say something that you just said, because, you know, we all know Simon Sinek, people don't buy, you know, what you do, they buy why you do it. Well, I have another take on this. Yes, they buy the why, but I think they also buy the how. Like, how are you showing up? How are you getting out there? Are you being methodical? Are you being reckless? Are you being, you know, courageous, or are you being timid? I also think that in addition to the why attracts people, and whether it's a business partner or your advisory board or investors, you know, your clients even, that's such an important part of it. So I'm glad to hear.
Yeah.
I love that. Good. Well, so for anyone who is listening, and now their ears are all perked up about Unbrokerage, and they are so thrilled to go shopping for small business insurance.
Yeah, exciting stuff.
Exactly. Where should they go?
Start at our website, www.unbrokerage.com. Find us on LinkedIn, Facebook, I think, Twitter, but we'll probably do our first tweet after this.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that was early on, it was actually the first product, if you will, that we launched on the website, was what we call our insurance needs assessment. And this is free. Really, everything's, you know, available for free, but outside of the product itself, the insurance itself. But the assessment is a great starting point, I think, for business owners, even if they already have insurance. And then especially for those who don't have insurance, or even those thinking about starting a business and they're trying to budget for insurance. But it literally is, you know, 15 to 30 seconds, and at real high level, based on your industry, based on your projected payroll, projected revenues, and a few other metrics, going to give you an idea of the types of policies that you need or do not need, why you need them or don't need them. And then it's going to give you a rough estimate of about what that's going to cost you per month based on other comparable companies. And that's a really good starting point because, again, most businesses aren't ready at the first visit to go ahead and purchase insurance. But that's a good starting point. Gives you a lot of good information. You can create accounts, save that kind of assessment proposal. And then when you're ready, you come back and you spend 30 minutes going through the actual proposal generator, where we'll give you a firm price. And at that point, you can choose to go ahead and try to bind it, so on and so forth. But that, I think that assessment is a great start because that really kicks off that educational process of learning what you need or don't need and why.
Good. All right. So you got nothing to lose. Hop on there, unbrokerage.com, and create your profile and assessment. All right. Philip, Andrew, thank you so much for being on the show today and for sharing, you know, all about your journey and what you guys are up to. Super excited to see this coming out of Atlanta. Wish you guys all the best.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And remember, today is a great day to face forward and mastermind your launch.